Part 4 consists of two tasks. You'll hear five short extracts in which people are talking about their experiences of doing volunteer work. Look at task 1. For questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to H the reason each speaker gives for doing volunteer work. Now look at task 2. For questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to H the change each speaker identifies in themselves as a result of doing volunteer work. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
My mate volunteered at an animal rescue centre last year and said it was brilliant. I didn't know much about animals, but I was prepared to give it a go because I was at a loose end over the summer with nothing else lined up. I reckoned this would fit the bill. Actually, you didn't need to be an animal expert. You just had to be willing to work hard, cleaning cages and dragging bags of feed around and so on. I developed muscles I never knew I had. And though the first week was exhausting, by the end, I'd toughened up. The hours were long, but they flew by, because it was never boring.
Speaker 2.
I volunteered for a local woodland project, leading guided walks in the woods nearby. I was surprised at the variety of fellow volunteers. I've made friends with people from 18 to 80. I not only got to know them, but, daft as it sounds, myself as well. I've got six brothers and sisters, and much as I love them, it's hard sometimes to feel you're an individual. So doing this, away from them, has been a revelation. Leading walking groups and explaining issues about the woodland environment has been useful too. The thought of speaking in public used to keep me awake at night. But I signed up hoping this would be a way of conquering that feeling.
Speaker 3.
I joined a local charity as a media volunteer, doing proofreading and press releases. It required an eye for detail and the ability to focus, which is where my talents lie anyway. I'd no idea where these skills could take me career-wise and hoped that volunteering would give me some ideas. I can now see myself as a self-employed PR person. I'd enjoy being my own boss. The managers at the charity could be quite temperamental. I gradually realised the way to handle such individuals was not to get upset when they let off steam, but to listen quietly before saying my bit. It meant things took longer to get through, but the strategy worked.
Speaker 4.
Last weekend, I volunteered on a river clean-up and persuaded my mates to join too. And they didn't let me down. There were several volunteer activities I could have done, but here I felt I'd make a tangible difference, which was what I was after. I'm someone who needs concrete results. It did me good being in a team too. It meant negotiating who did what, which brought home the fact that not everyone was comfortable doing challenging physical stuff, like clearing the riverbed. I just presumed everyone would be up for that. But several people opted to do things I'd have found boring, like removing rubbish from the riverbank. But fair enough, that affects local wildlife.
Speaker 5.
When my brother mentioned a volunteer scheme for helping elderly people maintain their gardens, I jumped at it. I was already pretty knowledgeable about plants, having studied botany as a university option. But I confess, I'd had no experience of actually handling a spade or cutting back trees and stuff. and here was my chance. If you'd told me last month that I'd happily spend hours focusing on weeding and digging, I wouldn't have believed you. But it's actually been riveting. Time really flies by as I'm totally engrossed in the task in hand, something I'd have found impossible before. And it's incredibly satisfying to stand back afterwards and see things looking so much better thanks to my efforts.
Now you'll hear part four again. Speaker one.
My mate volunteered at an animal rescue centre last year and said it was brilliant. I didn't know much about animals, but I was prepared to give it a go because I was at a loose end over the summer with nothing else lined up. I reckoned this would fit the bill. Actually, you didn't need to be an animal expert. You just had to be willing to work hard, cleaning cages and dragging bags of feed around and so on. I developed muscles I never knew I had. And though the first week was exhausting, by the end, I'd toughened up. The hours were long, but they flew by because it was never boring.
Speaker 2.
I volunteered for a local woodland project, leading guided walks in the woods nearby. I was surprised at the variety of fellow volunteers. I've made friends with people from 18 to 80. I not only got to know them, but, daft as it sounds, myself as well. I've got 6 brothers and sisters, and much as I love them, it's hard sometimes to feel you're an individual. So doing this, away from them, has been a revelation. Leading walking groups and explaining issues about the woodland environment has been useful too. The thought of speaking in public used to keep me awake at night, but I signed up hoping this would be a way of conquering that feeling.
Speaker 3.
I joined a local charity as a media volunteer doing proofreading and press releases. It required an eye for detail and the ability to focus, which is where my talents lie anyway. I'd no idea where these skills could take me career-wise and hoped that volunteering would give me some ideas. I can now see myself as a self-employed PR person. I'd enjoy being my own boss. The managers at the charity could be quite temperamental. I gradually realised the way to handle such individuals was not to get upset when they let off steam, but to listen quietly before saying my bit. It meant things took longer to get through, but the strategy worked.
Speaker 4.
Last weekend, I volunteered on a river clean-up and persuaded my mates to join too. And they didn't let me down. There were several volunteer activities I could have done, but here I felt I'd make a tangible difference, which was what I was after. I'm someone who needs concrete results. It did me good being in a team too. It meant negotiating who did what, which brought home the fact that not everyone was comfortable doing challenging physical stuff, like clearing the riverbed. I just presumed everyone would be up for that. But several people opted to do things I'd have found boring, like removing rubbish from the riverbank. But fair enough, that affects local wildlife.
Speaker 5.
When my brother mentioned a volunteer scheme for helping elderly people maintain their gardens, I jumped at it. I was already pretty knowledgeable about plants, having studied botany as a university option, but I confess I'd had no experience of actually handling a spade or cutting back trees and stuff, and here was my chance. If you'd told me last month that I'd happily spend hours focusing on weeding and digging, I wouldn't have believed you, but it's actually been riveting. Time really flies by as I'm totally engrossed in the task in hand, something I'd have found impossible before. And it's incredibly satisfying to stand back afterwards and see things looking so much better thanks to my efforts.
That's the end of part four. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there's 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. That's the end of the test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.